Maybe tomorrow we can move the table down a little bit.
Well, can we move him around the corner so that he's not...
Oh, we could. We could put him over there. You can sit anywhere you like.
Well, let me see. Are you okay with this?
I'm good to go.
Maybe Terry, our engineer, could stand and block, be like a nice big shadow with your broad shoulders, Terry. It's horrible to have a guest there that has to squint at us. Feels like we're in some interrogation going on. But I guess we are going to be asking him a lot of questions.
Well, we'll see.
To get answers to that. First of all, thanks for hosting us. We appreciate us.
We appreciate you coming out again this year.
And it's kind of quiet this morning on the beach. When was the last big activity taking place here on the beach?
Actually, we had the Juneteenth Blues Fest yesterday. Unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't cooperate, and we had to close it down a little early. But it was another successful event, and had a pound cake eating contest. Our local Super Bowl winner, Chase Ferris, was here to judge. Once again, he graciously comes out and helps us out.
Okay. Now, was the pound cake eating contest how much someone could eat, or just a good pound cake?
It was for a good pound cake.
Okay.
They didn't, it would be no contest. He's a big boy.
Yeah. Wow. And also, too, you had a lot of anglers in this area about a week ago. Tell us about that, too.
Well, they had the Cabela's walleye tournament out here. There was a lot out in the lake, and seemed to be another successful event held here in the city of Lorain.
Is there a lot of fishing that takes place off of this beach, or are there other places that are more better for the fish that are around here?
It really depends on the time of the year and what they're going after. Walleye tend to, earlier in the season, they're closer to the shore, and then perch sometimes, hits pretty close. So, yeah, it just depends on the time of the season.
We see some different wildlife here. We have, I guess, some geese, Canada geese. I think I saw a couple ducks with their butts up in the air and their beaks down in the water right by the shore. What would they be going after?
They usually go after an algae.
Okay.
Plant.
Now, Bruce mentioned earlier we've got some mayflies here. And you mentioned, too, this is the first day they've really arrived.
Yeah, this is the first day they've arrived, really a big group of them. I've had about a dozen here and there, but nothing like today.
Yeah. Tell them the secret. Come on, share the secret.
What's that?
He said we almost could have been inside today, but he decided to leave the lights off because they're attracted to light.
Really?
So they show up. You know how you leave your porch light on?
Yeah, sure.
So he left some of the lights off so there wouldn't be as many of them here because they kind of work during the night is what happens a lot of times coming out. But it's an annual event. It takes place. You've also said how this sort of shows the vibrancy of the lake, too. It's something. It's a good thing to see a lot of these things out here.
Exactly. The more mayflies and more midges that you get, the healthier the lake is.
And, other things that take place here, people come out, enjoy the beach, but you also have concerts taking place. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, the second Sunday of the month we have Music Under the Stars, and our next one is July 9th with True North Big Band, August 13th at Ian Edsel's, and September 10th the Latino Fest. We're going to have a band for that. We also, we couldn't do that without our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Springer Healthcare, Mercy Health, and Lorain Community College.
Well, the Metro Parks are known for their concerts. The Mill Hollow, Vermilion has concerts there. Miller Nature Preserve,
yeah,
too, on the patio as well. So
yes,
it's just kind of a nice thing for people to come out. Encourage them to come out just to relax, enjoy music, but also get to see the beautiful workspace that you have here that you come out every day.
Yeah, I have a wonderful office. We also have our Sunset Concert Series, the Fridays in July, starting July 7th, which is... Hard Drive Band, Colin DeSalt Blues Project is the 14th. The 21st is the Ray Bands, and the 28th is the G's Cats.
In recent weeks, I've been here, and I've seen a church service on the beach. I've seen a wedding in progress. How busy is it for you with weddings and other special events?
Well, a lot of times on Saturdays, I have 6 to 8 weddings going on at different parts of the park. Throughout the day, and then we have the Sunset Terrace, which also you can rent and use our exclusive caterer, Taste of Excellence, to have a reception inside. And yeah, we do. We have church services. I do. There's a Sunday morning sunrise service on Easter for two churches have theirs here, and we host a whole lot of different events.
Well, people come here because they love the atmosphere and because it's well kept. How are the roses doing this year? What's going on over there?
The roses are doing pretty good. It's been one of those good years for roses. The colors seem to be really vibrant. Some years they're a little off, but this year the colors have been pretty vibrant.
Well, we have to take a look at that. I drove by those just getting in here in the morning, but I almost forgot that this beautiful rose garden that you have here, because I wanted to come and see the lake. Slow moving, like low waves this morning, right? Not much, not choppiness right. As well. And every once in a while, Craig, I'll stop and pause because I'll be looking at something in the distance, whether it's a boat or I thought something was flying in the air out there somewhere before. I'm not quite sure. Could have been just one of those mayflies on my glasses. I'm not quite sure, but there's always a lot of things to see out here. Of course, we see the lighthouse, and next hour we'll be talking with folks about the lighthouse, which is celebrating its 100th birthday. This year as well. So
you know, sorry, Bruce. One other thing, Brian. A lot of people come here to swim, go in the water, but every now and then the weather kicks up and you have to get people out. How do you look at that? How do you judge? How do you decide to, you know, for safety reasons, what to do with the people on the beach?
Well, it's kind of a national thing that happens. If there's thunder, we clear the water for 30 minutes after the last thunder is heard. If there's lightning, we actually clear the beach, because just for safety.
And what about currents?
If the waves are 3 feet or above, we usually post it as rip currents, and we don't allow people in past their knees. I mean, we don't completely let, you know, but we try to keep them closer to shore.
You get a lot of signs out there as well, just to remind people of the dangers of possibility as well. Yeah. So. You have to take care when they're out swimming. Well, we appreciate you talking with us this morning. We've got more as this is day one of our three-day spotlight on Lorain. Again, today we're here at the beach. We'll be here there tomorrow, and then we'll be at German's Villa on Wednesday for the International Breakfast, because it is International Week here in Lorain. And we'll find out a lot about that as the days go on. This is AM.